This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Daily Briefing for Sunday, the 14th of April. Israel's military claims it successfully intercepted 99% of more than 300 drones and missiles launched by Iran overnight in an unprecedented attack. A small number did strike Israeli territory in Iran's anticipated retaliation for this month's deadly airstrike on the Iranian embassy in Syria, something Israel has not officially acknowledged. The US President Joe Biden has told Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that America's commitment to the security of Israel is ironclad and has convened a meeting of G7 leaders. Mr. Netanyahu has since convened a war cabinet. The Israel Defense Force spokesman is Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
Together with our allies and partners across the region, we are operating at this very moment to defend Israel from Iran's attack. So far, we have intercepted the vast majority of incoming missiles.
The Ministry of Defense has confirmed British fighter jets were deployed to shoot down some drones fired at Israel from Iran. The Defense Secretary Grant Shapps said additional RAF jets have been deployed to the region, and Rishi Sunak has condemned what he called the Iranian regime's reckless attack against Israel. Overnight, Iranians celebrated outside the British embassy in Tehran. Iran says its operation has now concluded, although the country's defense minister is warning that Tehran will firmly respond to any nation that opens its airspace or territory for attacks on Iran. But diplomatic sources have told The Times that Iran says it would now de-escalate. Samir Al-Atrush is the Middle East correspondent for The Times. He said it's likely there'll be some domestic political upside for Benjamin Netanyahu, including a unification of the Israeli people behind their prime minister.
We've seen similar barrages fired by Iran at Saudi Arabia in 2019, a similar one in 2019, that completely knocked out half of their oil production. In this case, you know, they barely scratched Israel. So I think, especially after their failure on October 7 to anticipate and properly defend against Hamas's attack, this restores, the deterrence in the minds of many Israelis.
And Israel has announced it has reopened its airspace. The family of a woman who died while attempting to save her 9-month-old baby during Saturday's stabbing attack in Sydney have said she was a beautiful human being. The family of Ashley Good, who was 38, say her daughter Harriet is doing well as she recovers in hospital. The attacker, who killed 6 people in the attack at Bondi Junction before being shot dead by a police officer, has been identified as 40-year-old Joel Corchi from Queensland. There's more on all of these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.